Yo, welcome back. 2017 to Medellin. It's been a while. You know, your host here, Bobby Axelrod, with my co-host.
King Great Machine.
We're in the building. It's been a while, y'all. You know, my fault, our fault. You know what I'm saying? We haven't got to it.
Secret missions, working for the CIA, Special Forces, don't ask no questions.
Secret Society, OVX's trust, baby. You know what I'm saying? So we back at it again.
Please forgive us for any distorted sounds. We're in the doghouse.
You know what I'm saying? With Nevada State, secret location. But, you know, we here. We outside, man. And we got a few topics to, you know, us. You know what I'm saying? As biased as we could be from a man's perspective.
Biased brothers.
You know what I mean? So, shouts out to Master Chief, though, because that sounds like his last name. So, shouts out to Master Chief for just showing me a nipple on FaceTime at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you kick it off. And then, you know, we move on from there.
All right. Well, I mean, perfect. First question I'm going to ask you, so we get right to it, because it's something that's near and dear to everybody's heart. If you haven't been in a relationship, currently in a relationship, or would like to be in a relationship, it's always those things that happen when people start looking and they find what they're looking for. So the first thing we're going to talk about is texting. Finding texts in he or she's phone or iPad or computer or anything else for that matter, whatever they have. I don't know what they do. I'm old head, so an old paper text message, mail, if you want some mail fraud type shit.
Your sidekick.
Your sidekick. Your Nokia. Whatever. But I'm going to throw this out to you. Going through your significant other's phone and finding conversations that are inappropriate. But here's the catch. Those inappropriate conversations are old. Before your time.
So let's say, right, you know, we're in the current time. It's 2021. And I find something from 2017. 2019. 2018, I find something. What you trying to say, right?
Before your time.
So, you know, it's a catch-22, right? Because women have... So let's say you go through your lady's phone and, you know, you find a nigga's, you know, dick pic. Or you go through their old messages and they exchange nudes. The question is it okay to keep those nudes, though?
Not just the nudes, though. We're talking about conversations in general.
Why did you erase the conversations?
Exactly. The same dude or the same girl that you said was toxic and you don't want no bother with them, no dealings with them. And then I go through your phone and you got tons of stuff that you had inappropriate conversations with them with. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, they're not really inappropriate because it was before your time. So let's be realistic. It's not inappropriate. It's inappropriate that they're still there. So let's be clear.
My thing is, I think I wouldn't be mad about the conversation because I have probably texts on my phone that from like 2 years ago that just people at the bottom of the list of my, from, you know, those who have an iPhone. You know, your shit goes, the less you text the person, your person falls always to the bottom. Got it. I probably could go all the way to the bottom to like 2019, 2018, people I had conversations with that I never erased, so I could understand that. Okay. My thing is, when you keep the nudes, when now the nudes are in your photo album. When
so you're saying the text messages don't bother you?
Don't bother you. You know, you forgot to erase it. Whatever
it's not the text message. You're talking about strictly pictures.
Yeah, like you keeping the pictures to me because at the end of the day, like why are you keeping this nigga's hammer and vice versa? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So my perspective is like why you got this nigga's dick on your phone? What is it? This dick ain't satisfying you? That you still got to go back? Because even though it's in the bottom, you can always go back to that name and look at that picture or go through your photo, whatever log, and look at the picture, and you know, you see the nigga's hammer, whatever the case may be.
Copy that.
But in vice versa, like, a girl will feel a certain way if now she's like, yo, erase the pictures, you're not satisfied with this pussy and titty, that you still have got this bitch pussies and titties on your phone, because you know how women could get when it comes to situations like that.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So what happens now is, excuse me, I apologize. What happens if they don't want to delete the pictures?
If they don't want to delete the pictures, like, yeah. That's a problem to me. Like, even if you don't delete the pictures, because you know there's always a way to get the pictures back, right?
That's true. It is? Wait a minute, how?
That's a long story. But, Secret Society, OVX's trust. But the thing is, If I'm asking you to erase it and you don't erase it in front of me, at least make me feel good. Make me feel secure at that moment.
And I love that. I'll touch base on that, but keep going.
Make me feel good. Be like, damn, my fault, babe. I didn't want you to feel a certain way. It was in the past. I'm sorry. Let me erase it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, I bet. Like, no, we adults. You know, I'm not the first dick that you've seen. I'm not the first dick pic you ever got. You know, so I get it. You had a past. But now when you negate to erase it, and you're like, why? It's, you know, I'm keeping it. That's a problem. Because you're reminiscing on that situation.
So what would be a good excuse for you, legitimate excuse, for them to say why they want to keep it that wouldn't get you hot under the collar?
I don't think there's
So there's none?
Nah, to me there's none. Because you're legit. It gotta be like, yo, I dated this nigga for 5 years and, you know, he died. And it gotta be something drastic, bro. And even with death, I'm not even gonna, like, allow shit like that. Like, it's like, all right, cool, he died. You got pictures of him, but you gotta get rid of this nigga dick, though. Why you still got this nigga dick?
Okay,
that's
all right.
my situation.
All right, I mean, it's completely understandable. I kind of look at it.
God forbid, you know, because what was good for the goose was good for the gander, right? God forbid that was us, and we get caught with pussy pictures or whatever the case may be, and your shorty tells you to erase it and you don't. All hell is gonna break loose.
It's breaking loose whether you did it or not.
Because you know how women are.
The moment they find it in there,
you didn't forget about this bitch. You're still thinking about this bitch. You left this bitch. I mean, that's how you women act like a little crazy and shit like that. Like for an example, like I'm going off topic, but like you get caught texting somebody you're not supposed to text, and maybe you had maybe the conversation in itself was inappropriate.
Okay, you gotta elaborate.
Let's say you was drunk one night and you started flirting with somebody and your significant other finds it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was never nothing like, yo, I can't wait to fuck you, this, that, and third. But she read the conversation. The conversation was inappropriate to her.
Okay.
You know how women are, though. Text her that she's a hoe. I'm the best thing you ever had.
Uh-huh.
You a hoe. I can't talk to you no more. You a hoe. I'm going to block you. You a hoe. Please don't search for me. This is what your girl wants you to write. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my girl is going to beat your ass. My girl are going to beat your ass.
Me and my girl are perfectly happy. You a hoe. You never made me happy. She's the best. You a hoe. This is what your girl wants you to write.
Yeah.
You know you don't want to write that.
But you got to write that in front of her.
No, you know what you do at that point. You just hand her the phone. Yeah. He'd be like, yo, go ahead, just, like, go for
do
it,
what you,
shit.
Do what you gotta do, shit.
But now, if the shoe was under the foot, they wouldn't do that. Like, no, like, because girls are not gonna be like, he's the best dick I ever had. He's the biggest dick I ever had. You a bird, nigga. Please don't call. Girls ain't gonna do that.
What I found out in my relationships are, throughout my life, is that women always have this notion that what they do is never what we do. Like, when we're having a conversation with a female, it's inappropriate, no matter what. If our girlfriend doesn't know, it's inappropriate. It could be a simple situation of, oh, good morning. Anything after good morning is a problem. And good morning itself is a problem. But females never view that. And what I can't stand about...
I have a problem, though, with that. Someone sends you... If I'm in a relationship...
Okay.
And someone sends my girl a good morning text... I'm going to ask you straight up, what's the extent of the good morning text? Like, what's going on after the good morning?
No, I agree with that. No, but what I'm trying to say is
What is now, like, you at work, what is he texting you? Like, good morning, how's your day going? Did you eat? Like, what is he doing that you're still allowing the good morning text?
Exactly.
Because we've been on the good morning side. We've been the niggas
but that's what
on,
I'm
the
saying.
On the
exactly.
good morning side.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm trying to say. They always act like it's the situation that what you're doing is foul. But they're doing the same shit, and they don't view it as foul. But you feel like I'm foul and the girl I'm talking to is foul. The conversation you're having is foul and the nigga you having it with is foul. You know what I mean? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So don't make
so
it
now
seem
I gotta,
like...
I gotta text her and be like, yo, no como.
Yeah, what?
Like, I don't got no sexual advances to her. Yo, no como. Like, I text her just good morning. I like, good faith. But like...
When it comes to texting,
you believe that's cheating? Texting is cheating, even though you're not physically doing something.
It depends on the degree of the texting, because I've been on both sides of that, and I didn't realize how I felt about it until I was on the opposite side of it. So me always being,
you know, with us is a little more dramatic, because the first thing, even though it's like a good morning text, the first thing we ask that you suck his dick. that you suck his dick. Yep.
Agreed, agreed. I always looked at things like it was never a big deal. But the moment I was on the opposite side of that, I kind of understood how somebody else would feel. So do I view it as cheating? It's only viewed as cheating if you're having this conversation with someone else, another male, and I don't know about it. You understand what I'm saying? If I have an understanding that you don't carry on a conversation with this person, then I believe that in my heart, when I catch you, it's cheating. But if you told me, yo, listen, this is my homeboy, it's a nigga I know, whatever, I gotta eat that. That's a friendship that you have. You can have a conversation with that.
This is the other side of the spectrum.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I could easily, like, for example, let's just say me and you in a relationship. And I'm like, well, Larry, that's just my friend. This, that, and the third, blase, blase, blah. It's nothing. We've known each other for years. We just always kept in contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know several women that still are friends with their exes. You know what I'm saying? So, the thing is, though, like, I could tell you that. Like, yo, Larry, it's nothing. Like, you know, it's just, you know, it's me and him just, you know, we keep up. We didn't leave in bad terms. But I don't know the extent still of your conversation and your flirt or not. You know what I'm saying? So now, predicated on what you're telling me, I gotta believe you, or I gotta keep being a detective.
No, but no. My whole thing is, if you wanna catch him on that bullshit, it's the same thing you gotta do that a woman will do to you. If that's just your friend, right? That's just your peoples. That's just a nigga that you know. Just a regular, average, run-of-the-day Joe. Your friend from work, or your friend from high school, or your friend from back in the days. Then be comfortable enough to let me look at the conversation. That's the catch where you get it at then. Because I guarantee, if they deny the catch with the conversation, that means that there's two things going on here. One, you either being inappropriate with this person, or you're giving this person knowledge that's supposed to be deemed inappropriate with what's going on with us. Because in all reality, everybody talks to their friends about their relations. Even when they swear that they don't, they do. And I get that. I understand that 100%. I've been on both sides of that. But my thing is if you feel that comfortable with this person, and you want me to believe that there's nothing else going on, then let me see the conversation that you're having with this
My
person.
Thing is,
I don't care how inappropriate it is, and I'm not going to judge you on it.
No, my thing is, you're right. I don't care how inappropriate it is.
Yeah, but I need to. When you're venting to
him about me, that's a problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a problem.
Exactly.
Because you know how they say a shoulder to cry on is a dick to ride on.
That's right.
And men are opportunists. Sorry to say it, as a man.
Yeah, we are.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, men won't stop having sex to fuck you. Men wait to fuck you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're not going to stop doing what they're doing, but they wait for the opportune time to slide in there and get their time because you fucking up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And we know we got a friend, Dead Man Walking, that's king for that,
yeah,
my nigga.
He is king for that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, Dead Man Walking, like, he...
To any of my female listeners, he's probably been your friend too at some point in time.
Like, you would describe Dead Man Walking to any woman we might know, and she would be like, that nigga's definitely not my type. But Dead Man Walking will wait, and he will rise like the Undertaker, boy.
2 days, 2 months, or 2 years. It doesn't matter.
He's going to get the job done.
Doesn't matter. He's patient.
Opportunist.
He's patient. He's a sniper like that. Like, he's a trained killer like that. He's really good with what he does. You know. Alright, so let me ask you another question now. Since we're deep into this now, right? Let me give you another scenario. You go through your girl's phone, right? Shorty, girl, somebody you're interested in, whatever.
Somebody that you constantly
You've already violated their right to privacy, because I do believe that they have a right to privacy, right?
Yes.
You've already violated that, and you now have read something or seen a picture of something that you were looking for something, you found it.
Someone
right?
once taught me,
okay,
the moment I have to worry about your phone, we're not good. The moment I have to worry about what you're doing on your phone, we're not good.
Yeah, but I mean, that goes, but listen, it's very, very difficult for anybody in a relationship to say that there's nothing inappropriate in their phone, period. As men, as guys, we like to hold on to certain things.
Hey, my nigga, I send you porn.
Hold on, but just like that, there was a meme that said that in everyone's phone, there's a picture of a girl with a dick in her mouth. And it's the truth. You know what I mean? At some point in time, this has happened. You know, we at that technological stage now where people are putting these things on their phones, they're sending them, they're doing them, this is what they do in their relationships with this and every other. They don't worry about the future. So you don't think about, oh, okay, I'm not going to be with this person, or me and this person are going to break up 5 years from now. I need to be careful about the stuff I do. Nah, you're living in the moment. But go back to what I was originally saying, right? You done violated this person's right to privacy, right? Because you're still wrong for doing that. Let's not forget, you're wrong for doing that. But now that we've already crossed that line now, we saw something that we was looking for. We address them, right? if they delete it, this is a two-parter. So let me answer this question, then I'm going to go to the second part. So first part is, if they delete it, right? Like in front of you,
if
right?
If you check them and be right, like, yo, I don't feel...
The
I don't
conversation
feel, I don't
or
feel
the
comfortable with the conversation.
Right. Delete
the conversation or block or delete the person's number?
Okay, here's my issue. It never makes no sense here. Because deleting... And blocking somebody's phone and all this other shit, to me, other people are going to find other ways to get in contact with you.
Okay.
It's just too difficult. My whole thing is, it's just, what should you say? It's a sign of faith. Show me that you're understanding and you're choosing me first. So let's just say, if they decide to, okay, you know what? You right, Jay. I'm going to block the pictures. I'm going to delete the pictures. I'm going to delete the conversation. Do you let this go now and move on and never bring it up again because it's been done or constantly thrown in your face? Let me finish. Or do you continue to now violate their right to privacy after they've already done this? Yes or no?
In good faith, if you have already a good track record with me.
Okay.
You know, you showing me that you about me, this, that, and the third. You loyal to me. And, you know, the only person you see as a man is me. And you be like, look, yeah, you want me to erase this? I'll erase this person. I'll block them. Whatever you want, this relationship for you to feel comfortable and not feel insecure, I'll do it for you. I'm going to go by your word. But now if I catch you slipping again, it's a problem. Because now you're lying to me.
Okay,
now you're taking my kindness
for weakness. Hold on a second. So now that goes back to what I was saying originally now. So you will continue to go through their phones. That's what I'm saying. If they do it in good faith. That's what I'm trying to say. You laid up with your shorty, right? You decide, oh, all right, like, give me your phone. You find something inappropriate. She doesn't even beef with you. You have a discussion about it. She's like, you know what? You right. My bad. I apologize for making you feel this way. I violated. Look, here, right in front of you, I'll let you delete it. You delete it here. You delete the pictures. I promise you're not going to have this conversation again, right? On either their iPad, iPhone, Sidekick, Nokia, you know, whatever they got, right? BlackBerry, whatever. Do you now continue to still go through their phone? Because if you still continue to go through their phone now, where's the level of trust at this point?
I think at that point, if you got me to that point where I have to double check on that and I can't take your word, now we have an issue. Now this relationship is starting to move on rocky roads.
Okay, but this is before or after?
After.
The situation,
like,
with the...
So if I tell you and I be like, yo, you know, we just explained, blah, 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 race it, block, whatever, and you do it. Now in the back of my mind, I'm still thinking about it. That means the way you're moving is funny and I have to question that. There's a problem now in this relationship.
But how are they moving then?
I don't know.
So you feel like no matter what, I want to have a clear understanding. I want our viewers to have a clear understanding. So if you feel like you caught them doing something in that matter, then a certain level of trust has already been broken. So now you feel the need, despite whatever they've done, to have random pop-ups and random checks. And I want our female listeners to have this understanding that they do the same thing too. And I'm glad that he's actually being honest and saying this stuff, because a lot of men and women try to make it seem like, oh, you know, if they delete it in front of me, it's whatever. Nah, at the end of the day, women constantly feel like they have to spot check and go behind you and check certain things once it's done the first time. Now, after you check two or three times and you don't find nothing, you kind of tend to fall back. But people kind of have this misconception that they feel like it's not them violating somebody's privacy. But that privacy was violated because we felt that there was something wrong in the relationship.
There was a red flag. So
there was a red flag.
The sucky part about it, let's say that there is a red flag in your head and you go through the person's phone and you don't find nothing. That in itself is an argument in itself. Because now not only did you violate my privacy, you know, you didn't find anything.
Okay.
Now you look stupid.
Yeah, but the person that you went through their phone now, or you went through whatever their personal stuff is, now they have the upper hand. Because now they feel like that you're being controlling to them. So here, so you gave me an honest answer to that, and I appreciate that honest answer. Whenever you're talking to Bobby, understand this. Bobby's going to tell you what it is. He's going to tell you his truth, no matter how ridiculous it may sound or how bad it may look to him.
Brutally honest.
He's going to tell you the truth. So now, here's the issue here now. So on the reverse of that, you lay it up with your shorty, right? You catch her on the phone, having some inappropriate conversation or whatever, and it could be either old or brand new, whatever. And you tell her, you know, you need to delete this. And now she gets defensive and says, oh, I'm not going to delete all this shit or whatever. She starts bringing up shit that you did, all this other stuff, whatever, 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 right? She doesn't delete it. Where do we go from there now? Let's just keep it real.
It's an issue because now you're making me self-conscious about myself. Like, you're making me, like second-guess myself. Like, why she doesn't want to delete this picture of him? What is it about him now? Do they still talk? Is she still in a relationship with him? Is she in, like, a secret relationship with me that he doesn't know about, that she doesn't want to get rid of these pictures? Because most likely, he's going to question her. There's a lot of things that go through your head now. It's like, what is it about this person that you can't let go and you with me?
So then what do you do?
You know what? We at an age, me and you, we at an age right now where, like, we're starting to live the second half of our lives, right? And, you know, I always tell you, I told you this in the office the other day, like, I lived a shitty first half. It's time for this second half for me to drop 50. And I learned that not to waste time. Will Smith put up a quote once. He's like, you know, the people that you spend your time with are going to make and break your dreams. The people you decide to spend your energy on your personal time, are going to make or break your dream. So decide who you spend your time with wisely. So I'm at a point in my life, I can't spend time no more. I'm not going to get it back. Yes, I'm still young at 36, but I'm not youthful no more. Like, my youth is running out. Yes, I have all this wisdom from all the things I've been through, but at this point in my life, I don't have time to waste, because time I'm definitely never going to get back. So if we're at that point now where I can't trust you because you don't want to erase something, I think it's time for me to walk out this situation.
So you're willing to leave a relationship.
Absolutely.
Right then and there.
Absolutely.
If they're defiant or not taking it out. Based on it being old.
Absolutely.
Not new, old.
Absolutely. Because now this, in retrospect, there's something you're hiding. There's something you're hiding. There's a, you know, we've gone through that for years. There's a piece of the puzzle that we don't understand, and that's a major piece that's missing now. Why you do not want to erase this person's message, photos, or something.
So yes,
there's a glue still that holds y'all together that you can't let go. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to the other person to have to pick up your broken pieces. You know what I'm saying? So you don't wanna. I'm moving on. I'm moving forward. I'm not happy with this. I'm not going to sit here, argue, fight with you, call you a bitch, you call me a bum ass. We're not going to do all this because that's too much energy spent. What we're going to do is, though, we're going to walk away gracefully. This is not what you want to do. You're an adult. You're entitled to what you want to do, but I'm not going to deal with this situation.
But what if they say that the only reason why they don't want to delete it is because they feel like you violated their right to privacy? You understand what I'm saying?
And I understand that, but now there's a catch-22 to that. It's like, I violated your privacy, but there was a reason. You was moving funny, and I found out what I suspected. I always tell you, always go with your gut instinct.
Gotcha.
Your gut instinct never lets you down. You feel a certain way about something, go with your gut instinct. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and waste time. If the person doesn't want to change, they're not going to change. Like I always tell you, you can't change a person. You can only hope to curb their behavior. And if you're not even willing for me to curb your behavior, I'm definitely never going to change you, and this is never going to change. You might stop 6 months, but this is going to be a recurring situation. And why put myself through that emotional stress? It's not worth it. At that point, the juice is not worth the squeeze.
Completely understood. So, so now that we've gotten that part out.
By the way, we sponsored by Hennessy.
Let's ask you another question now. What do you consider to be inappropriate in a time, in a 24-hour span of texting a male or female friend? What I mean by that, I'm saying, is that suppose you're with your girl, right? and your girl has, listen to me, and your girl has a guy friend, right?
Okay.
Let's just say she has a guy friend, and you know this guy friend.
Okay.
Right? Like, you know him. Like, ain't no problems, no beefs, no nothing. Right? What would you consider to be inappropriate?
Is it
carrying on a conversation via either text or phone call with this person during a 24-hour day? So it's 8 o'clock in the morning versus 12 at night.
So it's hard. The night part is hard because I get a lot of late texts, but that's only predicated on I'm a night owl.
Okay.
I work overnight. People know I work 4 to 12. So I might get a text message at 3 in the morning. Yes, it'll be work-related, but sometimes if you were to look at the time of the text, it's inappropriate. Okay. But that's due to the fact of my sleep schedule.
But we're not talking about due to the fact of your sleep schedule. We're talking about if you're in a relationship, which you're saying makes sense if you're talking about for you yourself.
No, but I'm in a relationship and be like, yo, why that person text you at this time? Well, they probably thought I was working. And at that point, I'll prove the text. Like, look, they're asking something about work.
Okay.
Who's right. I'll show them, like, look, this is predicated on them thinking that I'm at work.
Okay. All right.
But now, if you work a 9 to 5
uh-huh.
and someone's texting you at 2 in the morning, knowing that you got to get up early, why are they texting you at this time?
Or better yet, why are they texting you if they know that you're in a relationship?
And you know me and you share a bed and they're comfortable with texting you at that time. Is it a life and death situation?
Uh-huh.
That someone's family member died, they mm-hmm. need something. Is it something dire mm-hmm. that they need to text? Not a, hey, what's up, what you doing? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, what you up to? Hey, big head. Like, now those messages is like, yo, fam's like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
Like, why is he so comfortable at texting you at this time? And that goes in vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in a relationship and I'm sharing a bed, fine. Like, I sleep late. I normally don't go to sleep till 6-5 in the morning, right? And we all know this. And that's cool. But now if I get a text at that time and someone's asking me nothing that's not work-related, it seems like it's a personal conversation, that's inappropriate. Whether I work late or not, it's like, why is this person so comfortable to text you what you doing, what's up, what you up to? Because now that sounds sneaky. That sounds like a sneak link.
Or and the thing is, you're allowing...
You're allowing them. That means when I'm not around, you're entertaining this conversation because I guarantee you that's not the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
They text you that.
Exactly. So you're looking at... I bring that up because it's like, I got a homegirl of mine that's like a sister to me, right?
Okay.
And I know that she's in a relationship, right?
I know him?
Yeah, you met him before.
Okay.
Right?
Shout out to you, though.
Right? I've known her for mad years. We in a relationship together. I mean, we're not in a relationship together, but... You know what I mean? Like, it's my homegirl. I know that she's in a relationship, right? And
you have a deep... I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You have a deep relationship.
We have like, a real
y'all really, like, almost like brothers.
Exactly.
She's like the second sister you never had.
Exactly, right? And I know for a fact I would never text her past a certain hour, and she wouldn't text me past a certain hour. And there's a respect level there.
And this is
right?
predicated, and this is the crazy shit about this, because I know this relationship. The crazy shit about this relationship, like, y'all have no intent of ever doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So no matter what time that person texts you, is appropriate, but the fact that the person's taking time to consider the person that's laying next to you, like, I don't think this is appropriate because he's laying next
to
somebody.
Exactly.
And I don't want no spider senses being aware. It's not that dire. I'll save it for an appropriate time for me to text.
Exactly. But if I was having a conversation with her late night like that, let's just say for any reason outside of an emergency, because obviously if it's an emergency, that's we're not talking about that. But at regular conversation, if her man was the one to press me on that, I would respect that dude because he's within his right. Because no matter what, why are you having a conversation with this person at this point
in
time?
And I feel a certain way about that.
All night, right?
I would never, like, at the end of the day, let's say, like, I'm in a relationship with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you're texting them. I'm not pressing you because I'm never going to let a man see me sweat.
I agree with that 100%.
But I'm pressing her. Like, why are you not checking this thing? Don't let it, because now when I check you, it's not going to be a simple conversation. I'm checking you at the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So before it gets there, where now it violates y'all relationship, and now y'all relationship is in jeopardy, I'm checking you first. Like, you got to put a check to this. Like, this was inappropriate. Or do you want me to handle it? Because now, if I handle it my way, and me and this person now have a conversation, at the end of the day, when a man presses you a certain way, you a man. So you're going to react a certain way, especially if you don't like how he's talking to you or what tone he's bringing that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, certain things might be exchanged in the heat of the moment. and y'all are probably gonna end up disrespecting yourselves, and it's gonna get somewhere where now it affects her friendship and her friendship and his friendship. So before it gets there, because, you know, maybe this person is dire to you. Maybe this person means something to you. Maybe he was there for something in your life that I wasn't there for yet. So I can't take that away from you and him, because he was there for you at a moment where you needed him. Was in a sexual situation. You needed him. He was there as a friend, as a confidant. So I can't take that away because y'all have that personal relationship. So before I ruin that because you don't want to check him, I'm going to give you the option. Like, how do you want to do this? You know what I'm saying? You want to go to jail, you want to go home. You know what I'm saying?
Fully understood.
Point blank, poof, period. You heard?
Fully understood. I think when people sometimes don't understand how damaging text messages and pictures and outside conversations can be to a relationship. It can be demoralizing. It can be, you know, it could be vile. You know, it could make someone feel a certain way because somebody's viewing you in a certain light, and then when they talk or they read something, they see things differently than what they view them as.
You know what's the problem of reading a text message? And this is like why a lot of relationships have arguments. You can't read a text with emotion, because now when you read it with your anger of emotion, you're reading it a separate way, and there's going to be a misunderstanding on that conversation. That's one thing that we have, all humans, female, male, whatever the case may be. When you read a text message with emotion and you read it with your thought of how that person is sending you that text, you're gonna misconstrue the message. And what happens now you guys are having a discussion, an argument about something that was just misunderstood. You know what I'm saying? So something with that magnitude, like, you have to address that text in the sense of, like, what you meant by this before I read this the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, text messages are big. Sometimes text messages are misconstrued. Sometimes the way someone sends you something is not the way they meant to send it, but you read it in a different context.
Okay, so what happens if you don't even get there? Let's just say you caught your significant other texting somebody, right? And you say, yo, do me a favor. Let me see that text message conversation. And they refuse to let you see it. What would you do at that point now?
You know me, I'm very passive aggressive. I might say a passive aggressive comment and let it rock. Because I don't, like I said, at this point in my life, I don't have time to waste time. Mm-hmm. So, but what I am going to let you know is, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't catch me now at the tail end. Because now you being suspicious because I caught you doing something. So now your spider senses are going off and you thinking, I'm going to do something. Like, and if you do catch me doing something, when you look for something, you're going to find something. But don't get mad, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'm not going to sit here and wait for the other shoe to fall. You know what I'm saying? Now if I ask you repeatedly to change something and you didn't, and now I'm doing it, don't be mad. I'm just showing you the same respect that you're showing me.
Our female viewers are going to really agree with all that, because on their point of from their point of view, it's always...
No.
It's
always like, it's, text her, she's a hoe. We're happy. She's a hoe. But
what happens
she's
if you a, don't, though?
Get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out of my house. Because women are petty, though. Like, they'll be like, get the fuck out of my house, and everything I bought you stays in this house, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The question, gifts in a relationship, right?
Okay.
And, you know, we've been in many relationships in our lives, and we probably bought, you know, several things in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Are you one to take shit back?
No. Never been.
Have you ever been in a situation where a girl has taken something back?
Yeah. Yeah. And I never understood that. If you're giving something to somebody... This is another subject, by the way. We've segued into something else. If you give something to somebody... Unless they violated that particular thing, then there's no need to take it back. Because when you take it back, you're not doing anything else but just giving yourself a reminder of what you had with that person.
My thing is, like, I bought you a pair of sneakers. What the fuck I'm gonna do with them? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck I'm gonna do with a pair of sneakers?
No, but it's to take it back is to just be petty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a petty move.
But me being passive aggressive when I was young, I'm still passive aggressive. But me when I was younger being super passive aggressive and being super petty, like, if we were beefing, Like, I'll be like, yo, Green, we going out. And I'm not coming home to 6 in the morning. And I'm wearing the best outfit that you bought me. And I'm going out with that. You know what I'm saying? On purpose to remind you who I am.
Okay.
Like, but I see you on Monday now.
All right, but even before we get to that part, what do you consider to be good gifts when you're dating someone? Not in a relationship with this person. Because there's two parts to this. There's always going to be two different sets of gifts. You got dating gifts, then you have relationship gifts.
I think you know, we've both been on that, on both tables, dating and being in a real relationship.
Copy.
So I think the difference between a dating gift and a relationship gift, like, you can get someone an expensive gift while you're dating, but now if you get someone a gift that you're like in love with and it's significant, it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? So depending on the significance of the gift and how much thought and process I took to take my time to get you that, knowing that this gift was gonna forever be in your memory. The fact that I took the time, I listened to what you like, what you don't like, what you haven't had in life, what no one's done for you. And I do that, that's me, that I could buy
this you. This is dating?
No, I could buy, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could buy someone a $15,000 bag while you're dating, just an example. But I could do something less than that and have some significance to it, and that less gift means more than the $15,000 bag, because at that time, you took the time to know me. You know
so
what
then,
I'm
so then, if that's the case, then what would you do if you're in a relationship with this person?
In what sense, though?
What would be a gift? Because if you're saying, because to me, I'm taking it as if you're buying this person relationship gifts that you're dating. Because you're taking the time. What I mean is, if I'm dating somebody, right? If I'm dating them, I'm buying them gifts would include flowers, cards, paying for dinner, you know, little trinkets and stuff like that, right? You're never going to get the real expensive gifts or the real lavish things because we're not at that level. But what you're saying, or at least what I'm getting from what you're saying, is that whether you're dating or in a relationship, you're listening to what they want and they're getting it. So my whole thing is, you said you're not going to spend $15,000 or something, but let's just say...
That was just an example.
I know, but let's just say you're dating a girl, right? And the girl said, oh, I really like Apple and I always wish I had a watch or something. To me, that's a relationship gift. That's not a dating gift. Would you get that same, with that same female, an Apple Watch while you're dating her?
Depending on the extent of the relationship at that point.
But it's not a relationship. You're dating. That's what I'm trying to say. It's dating versus relationship.
But how exclusive is the relationship at that point?
Doesn't matter. You're dating this person. Because you can't do that. It's, like I said, it's two separate things.
My thing is,
you have dating and you have relationship.
My thing is, with gifts is in the moment and how you feel, right?
Okay.
So, if I buy you, let's say I do buy you the Apple Watch. You know what I'm saying?
So you would buy an Apple Watch to somebody you're dating?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. But let's say I do buy you the Apple Watch, right? But now, you know, 2-3 years down the road, I buy you something that's significant to you and it's going to touch you dearly. That gift is going to be more value to you than the Apple Watch. Like, you could spend God knows how much on the Apple Watch. And I could spend $10 on the gift, but if it was, I'm just saying for an example, it doesn't have to be a $10 gift, but I'm just saying the significance of that gift. That you took the time and like to understand me and let me know that you really about me, that puts the value of money and the value of you being real genuine and significant and going out your way to buy somebody a gift, that makes a big difference.
I view things completely different. Me, I view things as, if we're dating, I don't care what level of dating we are at the time. There's just going to be certain things I'm not going to do for you. Unless I have an understanding that this can go further than where it's going to go, right? And then even then, you're still kind of playing with it. But like, if I'm dating someone, right? Just dating them. It's just dating. I have no problem paying for dinner. I have no problem.
When is okay for a girl to pay for a date? How many dates in?
I don't think a girl should ever pay for a date. While you're dating.
No, we're dating, but when is okay for them to be like, I got this one, don't worry, babe.
When you're in a relationship. I believe that when you're dating, technically speaking, if a female wants to pay, that's what she wants to do.
Would you ever go Dutch with a woman first date?
No.
Mm.
No.
So I know one of my friends, she went on a date with a guy. And first date, and he was like, oh, I owe $50, you owe $47.
He doesn't view her in a light where he really, really likes her. Even the tightest, cheapest dude is not going to do that on the first date unless he does not view her in that sense where he really, really wants her. You know what I mean? Like I said, as a man, you got to court a woman. So if you really like her, you have to court her. If she decides or chooses to, or you really don't have it at that time, and she just comes out there and you just caught up in a situation, yeah. But it should never be a requirement. It should never be a requirement for her to have to pay for a date. You're courting her. You dig? When you ask a woman to come out, though,
like, I think that you should be ready to pay.
Oh, of course, obviously.
Like, if I'm like, I'm like, hey, Larry, what's up? You want to go out to have a few drinks, whatever the case may be, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, all right, bet, we out. Like, I asked you to come out. I asked you to take time out your day, whatever it is you were doing, to come out, get ready, get pretty, whether it's a simple bar date, talk club.
About it, be about it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm asking you to come out to take time out your day to get dressed, get ready, and chill with me. Like, I offered you to come out. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that you shouldn't have to pay if I offer you to come out.
100%. 100% agree. Even if she offers to take you out. If she offers to take you out and she's adamant about paying, then I can understand. But if it's a situation where she wants to go out and you know you got it, like, all right, fine. If I know I don't got it, I'm not taking you out. I'm not going out. Even if you offer to take me out. Because I know as a man, it's going to be, you know what, I got to match your intensity with the situation. So I'm not going to go out if I know I can't. I'm going to put myself in an uncompromising position. But now if you're in a relationship, then it goes 50-50, or it goes you pay sometimes, she pays sometimes. And in all actuality, 95% of the time, a woman doesn't have a problem with that. Because they have an understanding that, listen, this is a real man, and he's going to do what he has to do in a relationship when we're going out. You have to court somebody correctly, you know? I'm not talking about, like picking them up, because sometimes you may not have a car. She comes and she scoops you. If you come and pick me up, I got gas.
I might not have a car.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'll pay your Uber to get over here. I'm going to send the Uber to your job.
Exactly. You got the gas. All right, whatever.
You know what I mean?
I got gas. I got tolls.
There's always a way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to match it. I think now, I wouldn't know because I'm not from this generation, but I think this generation has kind of become complacent with this role swapping shit, whereas women are doing stuff that men are doing and men are doing stuff that women are doing, and it's kind of annoying.
I think with the generation, especially with like my brother's age, like the whole a man should pay for my bills, a man should be able to sell me this much, this, that, and the third. And it's not saying that you don't have it, you know what I'm saying, because that's called simp behavior. Not saying that you don't have it, but for me to sell you $500 just cause, and we not barely talking, for me, what am I really proving? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's not. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's a difference between dating and trying to show off. That's what I'm saying. If you're dating someone and you're taking them out, you're doing that. I'm dating you. I'm not here to pay your bills. That's the difference. There's some dudes out there that got it like that. They'd be like, "Yeah, you know what? Whatever. We dating. What you need? You short on a bill here? No problem. Here, you short on your rent? Here, no problem. They can do that. But listen, to me, doing that, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because at the end of the day, what's today's favor is tomorrow's job.
No, so if a woman goes unpunished.
Exactly. So if a woman sees that you're doling out this bread just because for every little thing, they're going to assume that that's going to be the norm. And now you box yourself into a corner. Because now you're not even in a relationship.
You're living a lifestyle you can't keep up with.
Exactly. Okay. You're doing stuff that you know it's not the norm. You're doing this stuff under the idea that there's going to be something else further.
When is the right time to have a kiss?
You can have a kiss after the first date. It depends on the energy, and it depends on the vibe that you got with a person. So you can kiss somebody after a first date. It's completely normal. You know? I mean, some people fuck after the first date. It depends. And let it be known here, fucking after the first date don't mean that she's a hoe and that you're a hoe.
It just means that the vibe on both sides was insane. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm never going to judge a woman if she sleeps with me on the first date That means that my vibe was that amazing that she said, you know what, I'm just going to sleep with him tonight, and then vice versa.
Because they already know if they're going to fuck you or not.
I always say it, like, when we walk in a room, women already know what they want to do with you.
Yeah, they know.
They know. It's up to us.
You at a certain level.
Women know how far they're going to let you go.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's your decision on if you're going to fuck it up or not.
And we tend to fuck shit up a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like, you know, this is interesting. We're sponsored by Hennessy today. You know what I'm saying? We're in the doghouse.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. I think one of the topics for our next podcast is texting the wrong person. Sending the wrong text. So for the next...
How you get out of that one?
But just imagine texting... I don't know. Like, that we're just going to have to save that for the next podcast. But that's going to... We definitely need a woman's perspective on that one. That's not a podcast that we could do alone. You know, I know a lot. We've been a lot flying dolo lately. So, but...
Gotta be TV,
you know what I'm saying? We got to get a whole... What I really want to do is I want to get like a group of people while we do a live podcast, and then they ask you questions from the back. They write them, you read them, and, you know, and we go with it by that. No matter what they ask, me and you would just feed into it. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be like a two-parter.
And I know we've been saying this for a while, like, but we definitely working on our Instagram, and we definitely working on our craft. Shout out to COVID, but that's why, like, a lot of the things that we want to do haven't been done. So, but we want to do our Instagram. We want to have an email. We want to be more interactive with you guys. For the guys that do listen to us, it's like a solid 200 of you guys, and we appreciate you guys. We don't, you know, whatever comes from this podcast, if we ever make it to a level of, like, getting paid from it, we love it. But, you know, we generally do this just to, like, talk shit and give y'all our point of view. And we appreciate that for the 45 minutes, an hour, that y'all do listen to us. Y'all take the time out of y'all day to listen to us. And we appreciate that. And we love y'all for that.
More to come, baby.
More to come. You got any shouts out before we leave? Like,
just want to shout out my peoples, man. You know what I mean? Shout out everybody. The BX. Shout out everybody in BK. Shout out everybody in Yonkers. My new home now. And, you know, shout out to Jadakiss, man. Shout out to Jadakiss.
Listen, I'm a Harlem nigga. But you know what? Like my man True said it best. Like, Dib said, like, so, like, Jim is from the East Side. Cam's from the East Side. Like, they disowned the East Side. So, you know what I'm saying? Fuck them. They took that L. You know what I'm saying? Like, Spanish Harlem is still Spanish Harlem.
El Barrio.
But shouts out to the Locks. They bought it for that battle. They fucking destroyed Dipset. But shouts out to that. You know what I'm saying? RP, my man EJ, that recently passed away. RP to E. Yeah, that's it, man. We don't have nothing much. We apologize for, you know, not hitting y'all up for a while. But, you know, we back, man.
Stay off them Texas, man, and delete them dick pics out your phones, ladies.
Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.